it's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're speaking with some of our area's most excellent teachers. Here now is Lisa Hodgson. Lisa, how did you get involved in teaching?
I got involved in teaching because I'm from a big, large family, and I love babysitting and being with kids and babies. I grew up with both of my parents being teachers. My mom was phenomenal teaching phys ed and watching her teach kindergarten near the end of her career, and I thought it was super neat to see her running intramurals and team sports with her classes. And my dad was an amazing teacher as well. He was a principal and a trustee, and he inspired me to want to be like him and my mom. I also wanted to say that I became my confidence as a leader really helped when I went to Camp Quimilac. I eventually became a counselor there, and I ended up working as an assistant director, and I found that I really was able to gain that confidence to lead children in small and large groups. And I just found that I loved singing and playing games with them and being outdoors, and really helped build my leadership skills working at Camp Quimilac.
What do you feel you get out of this experience?
I love seeing smiles and laughter of the children when they have those aha moments, seeing the growth in them from beginning to end, and just having those memories with them that just last a lifetime. This is my 14th year of teaching, and I can still remember many concerts and field trips and sporting events that I've had with all of those classes.
What has been one of your biggest challenges as a teacher?
One of my biggest challenges has been we moved to Calgary, my husband and I, and started my career out there, and I taught there for 11 years, and then we decided to move our family we have four children, and moving everyone back and starting all over again in Ontario to be close to family has been a challenge at the beginning, but I'm so glad we did it. I've met so many new people at the school board, and it's been lovely starting a career and landing this job at St. Patrick's School.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I think I'm really proud of many years I've taught the arts and being that traveling music teacher, hoping to inspire children to have that love of art and music and singing and dancing. One year I was able to get a $10,000 music grant for a school and getting their school stocked up with lots of instruments. So I'm a big advocate now for any school that I'm working at to make sure students have lots of hands-on instruments to learn and have that love of enjoyment and be able to express themselves.
What advice would you have for anyone who's interested in becoming a teacher?
My advice would be that they need to love being with children, take the time to get to know them and build those relationships, build those personal connections with them so that you can, because they're all unique learners, we got to empathize with them, we can feel their challenges and sacrifices and have those joys with them as well. And not to be afraid to make mistakes. We're all learners and it's a lifelong learning process, but to continue on working hard and being flexible and having fun with them.
Thank you very much for joining us here today, Lisa, and thank you for being an excellent educator.